Wisconsin's assembly began debating right-to-work legislation this morning at 9 and plans to be finished by tomorrow morning at 9. Within that 24-hour period, the bill is expected to pass, even if it doesn't get the support of every Republican in the assembly.
The Senate passed right-to-work last week. Governor Walker has already said he plans to sign the bill on Monday. This means Wisconsin is likely only a few days away from becoming a right-to-work state.
Joining us now from the Capitol is WPR state government reporter Sean Johnson. He's been sitting in on the debate throughout the day. Sean, welcome back.
Thanks.
So can you describe to us the scene at the assembly today?
The scene, I guess it was pretty normal this morning. They started off the right-to-work debate and actually started debating something else. Democrats brought up a resolution urging the governor to apologize for comments he made comparing the fight against global terror to standing up against unions in the 4 years ago. So, I mean, that happened for a while. Then you had this State of the Tribes address that was right in the middle of the day, which cut off debate. Then they came back to debate earlier this afternoon, and just as they started giving their remarks on the bill, protesters in the galleries started shouting, chanting. It was really loud. The galleries were cleared, and for a while you had a pretty raucous protest outside of the assembly gallery. That has basically died down now, and lawmakers have now, for a few hours, been debating the right-to-work bill.
And this is slated to go from 9 to 9, 24 hours, ending tomorrow morning with a vote. Why that 24-hour window?
It's something that the way that the assembly works right now, the leaders from the Democrats and Republicans sit down and agree upon time limits in advance. Usually they're a lot shorter than that, but in this situation, Democrats and Republicans agreed on 24 hours. I think Republicans are basically letting Democrats have the time that they've asked for. And I mean, for Democrats, it's a way to make a point and stand up and criticize what's going on here, point out that they're not doing what's going on here. But ultimately, there are 63 Republicans in the 99-member state assembly, and they're going to have the votes they need to pass this, even if they don't have all 63.
And how close do you think that Republicans will get to that 63? As you say, it's probably not going to be the whole of that portion of the assembly, but is it going to be close to 63?
I don't really know. I mean, I would presume it'd be pretty close to that. There was one Republican, Jerry Petrowski, who voted no in the state Senate. There's just a lot of new members in the state assembly. There are new members who came from they're going to be targeted members in this next go round, and they came from very competitive districts, and they could afford to vote no on right to work, go back to their district, say they're independent minded, and they see they broke from their party on a big issue like this, and the bill would still pass. I don't know how many are going to take that step. You have heard at least the Republicans who've spoken today have said, we're pretty proud of this, and we're happy to stand up and talk about it.
Now, Democrats have said, some of them, that they're still hoping that there could be an amendment added to this right-to-work legislation. What is the outlook for that possibility?
It's just not going to happen. I mean, Republicans aren't going to budge on this. There's not too much suspense with all of this today. You kind of know what the final vote is going to be. If not the exact tally, you know the outcome. Republican leaders have said they're not going to accept any amendments. But again, it's a chance for Democrats to make a point. So some of the amendments that they're going to offer are going to be, for example, something they offered in committee yesterday, which would have phased in right to work instead of implementing it immediately. That is something that other states have done to give unions and management time to kind of adjust to the new reality, reach new contracts if they want to. Republicans have said they don't want to do that. So I think they'll try to bring amendments that, while they're not going to be supported, they are amendments that are there to make a point. And the point for Democrats at this stage is to criticize the right-to-work bill.
And we talked about how this is slated to end at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Do you think that given the majority in the assembly of Republicans that this could wrap up sooner?
It's all up to Democrats, I think, at this point. I mean, they're going to be the ones who will be talking about this tonight. They have the amendments that they can choose to bring up or choose to keep. It's sort of how long they want to talk about it. Right now, you've got a situation, which you don't always have in the legislature, where a Democrat will get up and speak about right to work, and then a Republican will get up to speak, and you're actually hearing kind of a free flow of ideas back and forth. They're certainly not seeing eye to eye on anything, but in the early stage of the debate, it actually sounds like a debate. As this thing goes later into the evening and more amendments come up, what you're going to see is Democrats doing most of the talking and Republicans sitting there waiting it out.
Now, you said this is sounding like a debate at this point. The tone could change as it gets later. But to recap, what are supporters and critics saying about right to work?
So right to work would ban mandatory union dues at private sector businesses. So Republicans are saying, and they've said this repeatedly, that it's a workplace freedom issue. They say that we live in a republic in the United States, and that the republic emphasizes the rights of the individual, and that right to work embodies that, embodies the rights of the individual to choose or not choose to pay those union dues. Sorry about that. Democrats are saying what this is ultimately about is taking out private sector unions after Republicans took out public sector unions 4 years ago. And that you know, 4 years ago, you heard the governor saying, I have no interest in right to work. Private sector unions are my partners. And now here we are pursuing right to work, which unions say is really going to weaken them. Because if you have the option of whether or not to pay union dues, you will have some people who choose not to pay them. And the more and more people that make that choice, the more it weakens the union and the union's ability to bargain with management on behalf of labor.
Now, speaking of Act 10, and 4 years ago, Wisconsin was in the national spotlight because of the enormous protests at the state capitol. And when news about legislation being pursued, the act, the right to work legislation, there was speculation that this could be another, 4 years ago, could be another Act 10 in effect. What have you seen in comparison?
Yeah, I mean, when protesters disrupted the assembly today, of course, everybody's thinking about Act 10. I mean, it had that feel to it for a little while. It was very loud, but the comparisons kind of stopped there. There was a rally outside the Capitol today. The Walker administration and Capitol Police estimated that crowd at a few hundred. I don't know if it was that small, but I was out there, and it was definitely much smaller than any of the union rallies even in the past week, and nothing anywhere near the size of the rallies that we saw with Act 10. There just hasn't been that sustained outpouring at the Capitol as we saw during Act 10, when, back then, you couldn't keep people out of the Capitol. Now, police are basically kind of just watching from the side as these protests erupt, and then they sort of fizzle out and nothing happens. And by and large, the Capitol's been pretty quiet.
Now, again, Governor Walker has said that he will sign this bill. So what's likely to happen tomorrow morning?
The governor says he's going to sign it. He said at Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce he's going to sign it by Monday. I don't know if that means that you're going to have those unions and those contractors who, like labor laws as they are now, in a rush to try to extend contracts before the governor signs the bill, because once he signs that bill, right to work is the law of the land in Wisconsin. We're the 25th right to work state. As far as what happens tomorrow morning, I think if they go till 9, you'll have this sort of weird situation when your regular Capitol employees are coming into work, and their bleary-eyed bosses will be sitting in the assembly, wearing the same clothes they were yesterday, wrapping up debate on a bill that Republicans said over and over again wasn't going to happen this session.
And Sean, will you be there as well till 9 in the morning if necessary?
Yeah, I wouldn't miss it.
All right. We'll check back in. Sean, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
We've been speaking to WPR State Capitol reporter Sean Johnson. He's covering the Assembly debate on right-to-work legislation, which is expected to pass by tomorrow morning.